Friday Night History 68, Season 3, Episode 2, Paying Taxes and Crickets. Before we start in earnest, a reminder that this is one of the old pre-podcast Friday Night History threads from my now-defunct Twitter account, which patrons voted on and said they'd like me to revamp and record in this audio format. We've got two more to go, and I'm very much looking forward to both. All right, let's get started. Miyagino, Miyagi Plain, is today part of the ward of Sendai to which it gives its name. This is Sendai's easternmost ward, one of the two that's on the coast. It borders the towns of Rifu and Shichigahama, as well as the city of Tagajo. Miyagino the place, rather than the modern city ward, is also an ancient utamakura, a poetic allusion, in Heian and later poetry. An anonymous poet in the early 10th century Kokin Wakashu anthology wrote, quote, "Like the little bush clover in the wilds of Miyagino, weighed with dew and waiting the wind, I too wait for you," unquote. This is just one early example of Miyagino as an utamakura. Contrast that with the work of early 20th century poet Shimazaki Tōson, who likewise used it in his own poetry while he was in Sendai, teaching at Tohoku Gakuin University, which, incidentally, is my study abroad alma mater. Tōson wrote in the poem Kusamakura, quote, "O Miyagino, lodging of my heart, my body, feverish with desire, rejoices in the shadows of your withered grass," unquote. What was especially noteworthy about Miyagino, that is, apart from being in Mutsu Province and thus pretty much out beyond the edge of the civilized world from the perspective of a cultured Kyoto aristocrat or someone who was trying to be like them? Well, first, Miyagino was famous for hagi, bush clover, in autumn. Secondly, it was famous for the abundance of bell crickets. Bell crickets, Japanese name Suzumushi, scientific name Meloimorpha japonica, are a species of cricket whose chirr has been a source of delight in the Japanese cultural consciousness for centuries. Check out the blog post for some woodblock prints showing depictions of the bell cricket. People would keep them in little bamboo cages, something that reminds me, a daughter of Pennsylvania, about how I, and my parents' generation, would catch fireflies in jars that had holes in the lid. We don't do that anymore because we want to ensure that the firefly population has what it needs in order to survive. Save the fireflies, folks. After the founding of Sendai Domain, the Date family took it as a duty to take care of the natural and historical heritage in the region, and of course this included the nature of Miyagino. Indeed, it's because of its care for these assets that many of them survive today. Miyagino is listed in Edo period sources on historical and natural attractions in the domain, including in the list of historical and natural heritage that appears in Ou Kanseki Monroshi, an 18th century survey of these assets. The domain stationed two retainers on permanent ranger duty there, to guard against poaching. There were more than just crickets there, after all. But the domain had reasons other than simple appreciation of nature to want to do this. One of the things that the Date family sent to Edo as tribute every 8th lunar month, roughly September by the modern calendar, was bell crickets. This was part of a broader practice among daimyo and an expectation from the shogun. Lord Hayashi of Jōzai, for instance, would present rabbit jerky. Yes, rabbit jerky. It's a long story, and we'll get into that another time, too. Another reason that the Date family was especially invested in protecting Miyagino was that part of it was a hunting ground for its falconry trips. And as we've discussed on this podcast some time ago, falconry was a way that many daimyo would sometimes disguise military exercises. Add to that the fact that it had a large fighting force, and it had plenty of reason to keep overwatch of such sites. The Date family had several such preserves in Sendai Domain and around Edo, where it would go hunting. But this just happened to be the one that, in my opinion, had the most cultural weight also attached to it. Noted Sendai folklorist Mihara Ryokichi observes in Kyodoshi Sendai Mimibukuro that Miyagino in the Edo period was also an attraction for the women of House Date who lived in Sendai Castle. They'd go out in palanquins in a retinue of some 20-odd people and set up on the earthen mound prepared for lordly sightseeing, close to the retainer's official compound on the east side of Miyagino. Red umbrellas, field curtains, bento designed for such outdoor excursions, they'd come fully prepared to enjoy the sound of the crickets in their natural habitat. Mihara notes that the mound was called the Bell Cricket Mound, and the road going there until well into the 20th century was called Suzumushi-do, which we might render as Bell Cricket Avenue. There's an interesting and relevant anecdote here about Date Masamune's poetry, too, which I think can also illustrate something about the foot soldiers in his service and how they differed from him. So one day, Masamune was at Miyagino for a falconing trip. He traveled with foot soldiers armed with matchlocks for security. Masamune's love of falconry is one of the things he's best known for, and the Date family was famous among other daimyo families since the late Muromachi era for its skill in raising and training hunting falcons. But that's an entire story unto itself, and we're here to talk about Miyagino. When the hunting party took a little break, Masamune watched with amusement at the excited chatting of the musket infantry that accompanied him as they passed out rice rations. He called for brush and pen, and in a moment handed the following poem to his chief attendant. It's formatted like a tanka, but it's humorous, so it's more of a kyoka, a comedic poem. Teppoushu tamatama koko ni yoriatte namari kotoba no hanashi koso sure. Which you can read two ways because it's punning. Either as, the musket men, they gather here from time to time. Surely they'll always come here, shooting their mouths off in their provincial brogue. Or alternatively as, the musket men, they gather here from time to time. Surely they'll always do so, turning talk of ammunition into fired rounds. An interesting glimpse into differences of status, language, and more against the backdrop of this famous place of natural beauty. While much of Miyagino has since been paved over in Sendai's industrialization, expansion, and the post-war reconstruction, there are some stretches of it that are still green, like in Tsutsujigaoka Park near Sendai Station. The bell crickets, too, are still hanging on, as are the hagi. In recent decades, the Japanese government even recognized the bell crickets' chirr in its compilation of 100 natural soundscapes of Japan. Check out my blog post for a link to a lengthy, high-quality recording of them, although be mindful of the volume, especially if you're wearing a hearing aid. The bell crickets appear on the 100 soundscapes listing alongside other Miyagi sounds, including the Kajika frogs and wild birds of the Hirose River in Sendai, the wind in the reeds at the mouth of the Kitakami River in Ishinomaki, and the greater white-fronted geese of Izunuma and Uchinuma in Kurihara and Tome on the north side of the prefecture. This, too, is one of the legacies of Sendai Domain. And with that, I will see you next week. I'm Nairi, and this has been Friday Night History. Now, questions? Friday Night History is a historical romp with me, your favorite history dyke, Dr. Nairi A. Bakalian. Our theme is Ohayashi from Paratune, licensed under CC 4.0. This podcast is brought to you by my Patreon patrons, so thank you to Sorcha, Catherine, Emily, Eric, Jan, Bob, Ryan, Sean, Ennis, Faith, JD, Kaz, Rita, Dinsdale, ALC, AO65, Amy, Daphne, Dr. Yakumo, Lemur, Gnarl, Irene, Jesse, Catherine, Katie, Laura, Maeve, Mark, Nora, Sinan, Aura, Bewick, Charlene, Charles, Danny, Deborah, Emily D, Emily R, Julie, Gabe, Jacob, Jax, Jocelyn, Kathy, Kim, Mary, Phoebe, Phoebe Z, Relia, Rueri, Lisa, Susan, Tora, Zandra, Allison, Amy, Andrick, Bruce, Charlotte, Colin, Flitterkit, Jack, Kelly, Lane, Natalie, Fuong, Plains, Sam, Samantha, Vera, Ines, and Zoe. I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you so much, and remember, who you are and what lights your fire is worth fighting for. North Star forever. I'll see you around.